Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. First of all, just a quick announcement. Next Monday, August 6th, our guest speaker for our conference call will be Eileen Kopsaftis, who's a physical therapist, and she's going to talk about non-drug and non-surgical approaches to resolving the most common structural problems people have, knees, hips, ankles, shoulders, frozen shoulders, rotator cuff problems, things of that nature that lots and lots of people encounter and for which lots of drugs and procedures are recommended. So if you want to participate in that conference call, just call our office at 614-841-7700. And also, all of these calls that I talk about on VoiceCom are archived in the members portion of our website. So you can listen to them at any time. There are like 80 of them there. So keep that in mind also. Okay, so I've been covering this very incredible book by Peter Gatchi, Mammography, and as I mentioned before, I'm spending time on it for two reasons. This is a huge issue that affects half the people on the planet, women, and also it's so indicative. Understanding the politics of this issue will help you understand the politics of many things that are recommended to people in this country. One argument against the folks like Gatchi who have been speaking out against mammography that it constantly gets put forth is that there's an economic incentive to downplay the effects of mammography, which is ridiculous. I don't think independent researchers have an interest in any outcome. I think they just want to look at the research. Gatchi cites a Danish expression that in response to this, he says, "Thieves think everyone steals." The common and very effective theme is drawing on emotion with little to no specific science to back up the defense of mammography. The New York Times said it best in response to the full-page ad paid for by medical organizations that I mentioned previously, quote, "The reaction of the cancer establishment has been to call on a higher authority itself." There's lots of screaming and hollering about how this has to be a good idea, and they're killing my patients and referring to people who wouldn't be alive without mammography, not showing scientifically that that would be the case, but just drawing on your heartstrings and playing the emotion card. In Denmark, things were really no better than here in the United States. I was covering the United States controversy last year. The Danish National Board of Health was asked to reconsider its recommendations concerning mammography, and in response, the board stated that it would look at data from other countries since there were, quote, "many other data than those from randomized trials that can contribute to the evaluation of screening." In other words, the board would use less reliable research because it had already been decided that screening was a good idea, and they needed to find evidence that would support it. Weaker observational trials would make this easier to do. You know, one trick that's used in the healthcare profession all the time is come up with a hypothesis that you like, go find something, no matter how poor that something may be, to justify your stance, and then use that as a reason to say what you say. Reports from other countries were used in the board's report for which there were no supporting data. Erroneous conclusions were drawn from other studies, and the board dismissed the methodological errors that Gatchi had discovered, such as that the cause of death assessments are biased in favor of screenings. In other words, if an overdiagnosed woman is given radiation and doesn't experience a recurrence of her non-existent cancer, but dies of heart disease, her death will be categorized as a death from other causes. The board also cited improvements in the technology, but this can only lead to more overdiagnosis, which is the whole point that Gatchi's trying to make. It makes it a false argument, too. Gatchi says he was disappointed in the Danish board's actions because it became apparent that the board was basically a political body that ignores science in order to please the political system, and that this behavior is not limited to mammography. He says that everything endorsed by public health authorities should be subject to question. He compares the situation to the way drug companies behave. It doesn't matter whether information about drugs is misleading, and it usually is, or whether drugs do more harm than good, which they usually do, as long as no one knows about it. So I'll stop there, and we'll pick it up tomorrow as I continue to report information from this very interesting book on mammography. That's all for now, and have a great day.